5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey there, welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 5, Psalm 88, Isaiah 33, and Revelation 3. Now growing up, I used to watch different horror movies. Reluctantly, because I was never a huge fan of the genre. But ones that intrigued me enough were less horror and more action, fantasy, etc. I remember one such movie was a film called The Lost Boys. It was about a town that had a bit of a vampire problem, and a family that fell into the sights of this group of vampires. There was a scene where one of the characters was rebuked for inviting the vampire in, because that suddenly renders the person useless, powerless, really, against the vampire. Now, you've surely seen in other vampire stories where this invitation in is what the vampire needs to walk through the threshold. Either way, the most important element in either case is the linchpin of the invite. Life or death for those characters in that situation is the invite into the home. Now, in today's reading of Revelation 3, two of the churches mentioned have very different messages, but both are connected directly with invitations in. The church in Philadelphia is shown to be a righteous church. Revelation 3 verse 8 says, "I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." You guys, they are not celebrated as being strong and mighty, which many in these days look at as what is to be praised, right? They are actually being pointed out as weak. They're not strong, right? They have little power. This simply reiterates our often discussed understanding that God is the mighty one and that our trust is to be in his might. Isaiah 33 actually today points to churches like the two we discuss and speaks of this. It says in Isaiah 33:13, "Hear, you who are far off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might." Right? It is God's might that is to be exalted and acknowledged. The church in Philadelphia has proven to do just that, as they have kept God's word. Because of that fact, God invites them in. They have an open door, access to God through Jesus and heaven for eternity. With God's invitation in, there is a power that is given from the mighty one to the weak ones. As they are given eternity, now they are the conquerors. And it also says they that conquer through God's might are invited in. And they that are invited in are made into mighty pillars, as he states in verse 12. Now then you have the not to be admired church in Laodicea, which looks a lot like the affluent church today in the Western world. He says in verses 15 through 17, "I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, 'I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing,' not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked." You guys, this church has it all from an earthly perspective. They have the riches, the prosperity, the power, but they are truly the poor ones to be pitied, because in their earthly strength, they lack a zeal for God. They don't despise God. They are the ones that probably attend regularly. They probably even give heavily because they're so wealthy. But God has yet to penetrate their heart. He stands on the outside of it, waiting to be once again invited in. Waiting for that transfer of power that comes with the invitation. In verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me." The lukewarm church must recognize their poverty and seek to give up their power to allow the Holy One, the Righteous One, the only real powerful one to enter in. Then and only then can this church have communion and fellowship with the Father. They are told that if they allow him in and become conquerors, they will have a seat of real power on the throne. But yet again, the power is in the invitation. Are we those right now with an open door to eternity, or truly who have still yet to open the door of our hearts? Let us today ensure that no matter what side of the invitation we find ourselves on, that we respond to Jesus, who either right now opens a door for us and we walk through it, or who still knocks and that we would invite him in. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you stand at the door, that in love you either open in response to our obedience or you knock and ask to be invited in. We thank you that you are a gentleman, and that you do not force yourself in, but that you invite us. Lord God, we receive that invitation, and we ask that you would empower us to be obedient and walk through the door, or invite you to do the same. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode of the 5 by the Fire podcast. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Armand at unshackledenetwork.org with prayer requests. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.